Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. As Stephen just said, I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Let's get the thank yous out the way. Wherever you find yourself in this world, thank you for being part of what we're doing here at the Nation, because I relate to you like you're part of our nation, right? Our nation, right? Yours and mine. Because it's important that this conversation that we create here every week stays alive, right? It stays out there, right? Because it's quite simply, a lot of what we do here at the Nation flies in the face of personal growth and development work, okay? Like, you guys know this. I spend a lot of time, in fact, fucking probably too much time, scouting through, you know, social media, seeing what's out there. And, you know, some of it, you know, just leaves me in fucking complete despair about what's masquerading as personal growth and development work. And I say this unabashedly, some of it is based in psychology, which I don't think is personal growth and development work. I don't relate to it like that, right? That's like mental wellness to me, okay? And they're not the fucking same. Now, there are times when they can kind of bleed into each other or even cross over a little bit. That's okay. No issue with that. But the number of stuff that I see out there, you know, just housed inside of a psychological conversation, just fucking complicates the real growth work that needs to happen, right? And by the way, a lot of it is just simply lifted from methodologies, from disciplines, ontological disciplines, by the way, and rehoused in some way to make it sound like it's some fucking fancy newfangled thing. There's an aspect, I believe you'll find what I'm about to talk about in Do the Work, okay? I really feel as if Do the Work is the most, certainly one of the most underused books of mine. It sold really well, but I just feel as if it's underused. I feel as if people, not all people, because some people actually change their fucking life out of it. But it's one of these little pieces of work where if you take the dive deep enough, there's no going back from what you'll discover in it. Okay, so for the people at the back, if you take the dive deep enough and do the work, there's no way back from what you'll discover. Right? There's no way back to resentment. There's no way back to punishment. There's no way back to apathy. There's no way back to frustration and anger. There's no way back. You can't get back to it if you take the dive deep enough. But, you know, there's a similar philosophy at play in Stop Doing That Shit, of what I'm about to discuss, right? Which was another big, big selling book for me. And in both of those, I talk about the future. Now, that idea of the future has unfortunately been kidnapped by people who who would, I don't know, I guess they call themselves influencers, or they call themselves whatever they fucking call themselves. And again, it's one of those ideas that people have tried to steal. That I know has been around for fucking time immemorial, right? Certainly not my fucking idea. But what I do know about the future is that when you have a future in mind, it elevates and empowers the present moment. So if you have a future in mind, it elevates and empowers the present moment. Somebody taught that to me many, 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 many years ago in an ontological conversation. And I discovered it for myself that as I had to go try it out in life, I had to go see, is this fucking true? It sounds true. It sounds good. I need to go try this out. And I tried it out and it was radical. But I noticed like I was either living my created life, that is the future I had in mind, or what's there by default. And this is true of you, right? So what's there by default is quite simply just the fumes of the past, right? Because when people say, oh, you're living in the past, you're not actually living in the past. You're living off the fumes of the past. And when you're living off the fumes of the past, you'll live an already predictable kind of future. But more importantly than that, that future will be lived in the present. So that last 20 seconds that I just said there, you should go back and listen to that as many times as you need to until it goes clunk with you. All right, so press fucking stop right now. Now go back 25 seconds and fucking listen again and again and again and again and again until it goes clunk. You are going to, your current experience of being alive right now is either given by whatever's left of the past still lingering in your memory. And if it's lingering in your memory, it's lingering in your emotional state. And if it's lingering in your emotional state, it's lingering in your psychological state, and la 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 la. That is to say, you are little more than an echo of the past in the present moment. So, and stop doing that shit I talked about. Your experience of being alive is simply coming from whatever it is you're up to in this life. Whatever it is you're up to, that is, what's the game of your life? And, you know, look, that's a serious fucking question. You know, I had this conversation with one of my kids recently. And, you know, he's got this big dream of what he wants to do with his life. And I said to him, yeah, but that's not an ambition of yours. And he was insistent this was his ambition. I said, no, let's just look at your daily actions. And we'll see how much of your daily actions line up with this thing called an ambition. And there were some things, but not with a kind of ferocity that that type of ambition would demand. And what he eventually got for himself was, it's a dream. He's fucking 12. He's 12. Some of you are out there right now at 37 getting your boat rocked. He's 12. Like, oh shit, this is just a fucking dream. Nothing wrong with a dream, but I can't fool myself into thinking this is where my life is headed. Because it ain't. And that's when people confuse a created future with one you're dreaming about. Because the one you're dreaming about, you'll get off on it in moments. You'll feel good in moments. You'll feel even better lying on the fucking couch or staring at the fucking sky, being consoled by letting your mind wander off to your dream. But you should never, ever, ever confuse that with an ambition simply because it's not an ambition. Because it's not just like, oh yeah, I'm taking actions towards that. Yeah, but are they at the right tempo? Are they at the right kind of frequency? Are you clocking along there in your everyday life, like I said, with the kind of ferocity that would turn that dream into an ambition of mine. So creating the future is important. Aligning the present moment with the future is absolutely fucking critical. Let me say it again. Aligning the present moment with that future of yours is the most critical thing of all. What do you mean by aligning the present moment then, Mr. fucking Scottish person? I'm going to tell you. Are my actions in this moment in service of that future? Directly in service? Am I doing things right now that brings that future closer, that makes that future more real, more palpable, more tangible? And when they are, when the actions are aligning, something fucking magical happens. You feel it. You elevate. Your experience of yourself is that you're inspired. You're empowered. Because all human beings must have the experience of being, quote unquote, up to something. Right? This is why people leave relationships, why people leave jobs, why people, because they have the experience of that it's not going anywhere. And the reason why it's not going anywhere is because they're not generating anything, or they're generating something inauthentically. Fuck's sake. I mean, the last thing I just said, dude. They're either not generating anything or they're generating something inauthentically. What does that mean, inauthentically? They're generating something to fix something in the present moment. And that's the trap of creating a future. It has to be authentic. It has to be a genuine expression of yourself. It can't be to fix the life you've got. And if it's done authentically, it'll leave you with the experience of fixing the life you've got. That's the fucking trap of it. That's the trap of it. You can't get it by hanging on to it. You actually get it by letting it go. But if you let it go to hang on to it, it won't happen. It has to be authentic. It has to be genuine. So whatever future you're creating for yourself in your life, yeah, your actions have to line up. And when you're truly inspired by that future and authentically inspired by that future, and you're acting upon taking the actions in service of that future, you'll feel fucking great because you'll feel like you're going somewhere. Now, as with everything that I fucking do, there's always a caveat or two. And again, look, everything I'm explaining to you here, everything I'm laying out for you, this is how you live a fucking empowered life. I'm fucking telling you, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. These are the kind of mental pillars that you'll need to lay out in front of yourself. I'm fucking giving it to you, right? This isn't a $2,000 course I'm offering you here, nor I'm not even asking you to fucking spend, you know, $20 on a fucking book to read about it. And anybody who knows anything about it, I make no, there's no benefit in me doing this show every week. Like, none. There's no, this does not grow my bank balance by a fucking cent. In fact, producing this show costs me money and I'm happy to do it. I'm giving this to you so that you can have it. You can just fucking have it. Have what I'm saying here. So back to the caveat or two. Most people create a future to fix their life. They don't create a future to inspire themselves. They don't create a future inside a context that will actually empower them. I need you to know, most of what I do in my life, most of the future that I create is from a context of because I can. No other reason. Why are you doing that? Because I can. Why are you doing that? Because it's there to be done. Right? Why are you doing that? Because I'm interested in it. Not to fix or change or alter anything. And, you know, the big one in my life, because I'm out to make a difference. This is a big one for me. The context is critical for whatever you create. What's it really about? Tell yourself the fucking truth. There's a lot in your life you're up to that you think you're inspired by, when you're really only inspired by whatever the result will give you, you're not inspired by the thing itself. I just want you to know that you're using your life in the furtherance of things that you're actually not inspired by. And I also want you to know that you could be using your life, the entirety of your life, only in the expression and pursuit of things that you're inspired by. Only. And I'm not talking about some fucking Pollyannish kind of life here. I'm talking about the real deal, no kidding, nitty gritty. Like you could have a life that you're genuinely inspired by every moment. Right. But again, you know, I talk about this and do the work too. You know, like it's, I talk about this thing called purpose. What the fuck is it? Purpose is created. It's not out there. It's simply a context that you apply to life. The context inspires you, not necessarily the content. The context inspires you, not necessarily the content. You're inspired by what you're up to, not the thing you're doing and the fulfillment of that. Now, there's, I think one of the things I've noticed, right, this is a little insight that I've gathered over time, is that people kind of get off on short-term inspiration. So what do I mean by short-term inspiration?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
People get off on the trivial little things in their life and the absence of being up to anything significant. And so they need to keep filling their bucket with the trivial, right? So it's stuff like, oh, we're going out for something. Oh, I got some new shoes. Oh, I did that. Like they're just filling their life with these little bumps, little things that they're going to do that make them feel better in the moment. But they have to keep doing that in the absence of anything that's of any great magnitude to them. So they have to keep doing it. Oh, we're going away for the weekend. Oh, you know. Oh, let's paint the kitchen. Oh, let me. And it's all just to fill that hole, is to give yourself the feeling that you're going somewhere, that there's something in front of you to inspire you, even if it's just, like I said, going for a fucking cheeseburger tonight. That makes you feel better in the middle of your day. Oh, we're going for tacos tonight. Oh, it's, you know, I love taco. That's actually creating a future that inspires you. But you'll have to keep doing that in the absence of any real sustenance of a future. Right? And again, I talked about this in Do the Work. I talked about writing a book. I talked about becoming an author. I talked about this in fucking Stop Doing That Shit too. I didn't become an author necessarily to write the book. I became an author to have the book in my hand. I became an author so that I could live it. I wanted to live author, writing a book. What is that? What does it take to write a book? What does it take to give of yourself like that? Right? And I was an author the day I determined that I was. Not when I had released a book. Not when I'd released a book that became, you know, well-known or popular. I was an author the moment I decided, all right, I'm writing. I want to live my life as an author. That's the game. Author. What does an author do? All right, one thing an author does is determines when they're going to bring a book out. All right, well, I'm fucking start there. Now, you have to get when I'm going to bring a book out. So let's say next August, I'm bringing a book out, right? That's my example. Next August is out there like a milestone in my life calling back to me in the present moment and demanding something of me. That's a created future. And I'm held to that milestone by this thing called what? Integrity. I'm held to that milestone by this thing here called integrity. I said I would, so I'm fucking doing it. Go back and listen to the number of episodes. In fact, the last episode and the conversation I created there with you about integrity and why it's so critical to a life you want to live. And that's really what it is to be a person of integrity and to live your life inside of a context of integrity. That's what it takes. So rather than short-term fucking titillation, rather than these little boosts of excitement or satisfaction that you just keep, you know, plonking into the middle of your life to make you feel better about it, how about getting a little bit more skin in the game? How about actually putting together a life that you're genuinely inspired by? Now, I can already hear some of you out there, well, that's not easy, Gary. I've already got a life and I've got... Yeah, that's right. One of the first things that people often have to deal with when they've created a life is the carnage of implementing it, of bringing it into play, of the upset, of the uncertainty. And that's where you need to be bold. You need to be bold and you need to be compassionate. You need to be bold about your vision. And you need to be compassionate with other people who are going to have to deal with the impact of your vision. You're going to have to be compassionate and patient and stop fucking asking them to be compassionate and patient. Why the fuck should they have to accommodate you and your fucking dream? You can make requests. That's another thing that blows my mind, and I see it all over the fucking this genre online particular. Oh yeah, the people that don't share in your vision or you need to get them out your life. Seriously? Fuck's sake, who are we becoming? No, you're the one who's making the change. You're the one that needs to bring the compassion and the patience for who? For them. It'll actually make your journey a little bit easier anyway, because you won't make it all about you and spend half your time picking fluff out your own fucking belly button. You'll get considerate for how other people are. Which I know it's not popular these days, by the way, to give a fuck about how other people are doing, right? And you know, I'm not talking about my people pleasers here, so you can just stop. You know, you and I have already had this talk, okay? We know what that is. I'm talking about authentic, genuine consideration, right? Like, you know, it's a simple question, just asking yourself, what must this be like for them right now, right? I visit that question all the time in my relationship with my wife. You know, she does her thing and she's da-da-da and happy and blah-blah-blah. But I just often let my mind go to, yeah, but what's she having to overcome? What's she having to satisfy herself with? What's she, you know? And I like to remind myself that every now and again, because it gets me off on a new kick, you know? I'm like, all right, let me fucking do something about this woman's life. So I'm in that kick right now. I'm like, what do you need, baby? You fucking tell me what you need, man. I'm here for you. Just what is it you want? Let's go. I'm doing it. Whatever you want. I'm smiling from ear to ear right now because I get the privilege that is to be of service and the joy and satisfaction of another's life. And I fucking love who I get to be in that game. And that's a future I love. I love to be the source of security and joy and self-expression and aliveness in the lives of the people around me. I get everything I need from that game. Everything. I need to worry about how I feel. Which gets you to this, like the most magical part of living a created life. And again, go back and listen to this episode as many times as you like, right? I always recommend you listen to these episodes at least twice anyway. Because they're not long, they're like the books. But there's a lot in there for you to sit in and stew in and think about, right? It's part of how I communicate, but it's also a big part of this philosophy. It's designed to invoke some kind of fucking thinking. It's not linear necessarily. It's not 1 + 1 = 2 + 1 = it's not that way. But that's the magic of it, right? It's the magic of this kind of inquiry, if you like. So I absolutely adore getting to be that guy. I absolutely adore getting to be that kind of self-expressed phenomenon. But again, if you're listening to this whole fucking episode, here's what you'll notice. How many times have I mentioned the past? How many times have I mentioned the past? Hardly ever. Have I explained to you how to deal with the past? No. Why haven't I done that then? Why haven't I made it be about the past and the present and the future? Why am I only talking about the present and the future? Because when you have genuinely, when you have authentically created a future for your life that inspires you, it will literally stick its elbows out and squeeze the past out of the frame in the present. There's no room for the past in a present moment that's guided by the future. There is no room for the past in a present moment that is guided by, inspired by, and pulled by the future, because that's what the future needs to do. It needs to pull you towards it. And that force, if you like, that force, that thing that's pulling you is what's inspiring. And it's all consuming. And it doesn't have to be something fucking grandiose. It only has to inspire you. But it could be grandiose. But for you, it could be profound, satisfying. So that's the importance of living a created future. And those are the benefits of a created future. And those are some of the pitfalls of a created future. Your only question this week, my friends, is what the fuck are you doing about yours? With that, have a great one. I'll see you on the flip side.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.